Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Remember, God looks on the heart. When my motives are right, God will start to move in that area. Now, how does He move in that area? And here's the problem. I prayed for patience, and I'm stuck behind a guy for 10 minutes where it should take me to. The opportunities arrive. Lord, I want to be more loving. Guess what? Mr. Sandpaper's coming your way. Yeah, you will get opportunity to work through the situation. I wish you would just say, sure, you want patience. There, you got it. Wouldn't you like that? We'd all love that. Now, He can do that, and He has done that, but He ain't done for me. And so it's a work. We're all a work in progress. You're not better than me, and I'm not better than you. No one's better than anyone else. And God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't prefer one to another. God loves us all equally the same. But I've done drugs. He loves you as much as He loves me. Amen. Okay. And so another, a really good way, an incredibly good way to overcome situations in your life. This is really a powerful thing. It doesn't move God, but it moves you. Is to fast and pray. Fasting and praying is a great way to make changes in your life. A fast is a powerful way to control the mind and the body, while prayer elevates the spirit. And I'm going, I think our next, in February, I'm going to start something on fasting and praying. And it's so powerful what God does. I'm telling you, we can change the world. We can change the world by fasting and praying. And I'm going to give you some testimonies of some great men and women of God, but we're going to look at fasting and praying. And what happens is when you're fasting, just a quick heads up here, when you fast, you make a decision, and we're going to teach you how to do it. Don't just cut off if you've never cut off. If you're battling with certain diseases and things, you can't just cut everything out. We're going to do it sensibly, and we can grow in it. Amen. You understand? We can, and we will grow in it. Amen. But you start off sensibly. You might just cut off one meal a day, two meals a day. You might cut off television. You might, whatever it is, you can fast from certain things. I prefer food, and I just go with water when I do. But you fast. Now, what happens is when you stop yourself from having that morning coffee or that donut or that pecan pie and you say, no, what happened? Rah! Your flesh is going insane. Anyone been there? Oh, no, you all just picture perfect. Right. You try to stop yourself doing what self wants to do. You've got a problem. So what you do, now you're praying. You're praying to God, and you ask Him for encouragement and strength to help you through this, but you're praying. You're not just not eating, because that's like a diet. Amen? You're fasting and praying. And it does good for your body as well in the dietary sense of the word. Because if you fast long enough and often enough, if you do it once a week, your stomach contracts slightly smaller, and you don't need such big portions. And I can tell you right now, when I came to America and I saw, what is that thing? Give 50 cents and you can supersize it? And everybody's driving in their car with a cup that size. We make ourselves, we stretch our stomach. When I started to see the size of the portions in America, I wanted to go back to Africa. Really? I mean, it was like this. And the problem is you put it in front of me and I eat it. So now you're trying to fast, right? And now you're saying no. No, no. and you're praying. So what's happening is your flesh is up here, your spirit's here. Your flesh is always in control. I want to cast you out. I want to be angry. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to eat. All that kind of stuff. Your flesh is controlling the spirit, and the spirit should be controlling the flesh. So what happens is while you're fasting, you're praying. If you're just fasting, you're bringing the flesh down, so it's helpful a bit. But if you're praying, you're rising the spirit, and eventually the spirit becomes more in control of your life, and now I am able to hear God clearer because I've shut the flesh up. Come on. That's how it works. So fasting and praying is an excellent way to hear from God and to take authority over those things that I'm going to get impatient. I'm going to be unforgiving. It helps. Amen. And we'll give you other ways. But Galatians 5:18 says, but when you are led by the Spirit, you're no longer subject to the law. Being led, you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit produces a different kind of fruit. Unconditional love, joy, peace, patience, kind-heartedness, goodness. Ooh, I'd love to meet this person. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You won't find any law opposed to fruit like this. You see, the Holy Spirit resides in us, and He's got all of that with Him. So I can have self-control. You've heard people say, well, I couldn't help it, Pastor. The devil twisted my arm and forced me to do it. The devil was in China at that time. He can't be everywhere at one time. Well, I'm not saying China, but somewhere else, okay, another country. And we're saying, it's a devil. He twisted my arm. He made me do it. I was walking past the pub and he just forced me in. Yeah, right. That's funny, but it's true. And so what we need to do is choose the fruits of the Spirit that you want to work on. You can choose. You can say, Lord, I see one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control or love or temperance, whatever it is. I want to work on that one. In fact, I want to work on them all, but let's focus on one or two max to get the thing rolling. Because if you take on too much and you don't do it, you're going to back off everything. If you start reading your Bible for 2 hours every morning and it's the beginning of your Christian walk, you're going to not be able to keep it up and you're going to back off. You're not going to read the Bible. So start in small increments. So you go and you say, I want to get the fruit of love or long-suffering or patience, right? I want to work on this one this week or this month, Lord. Yeah? And you put your mind to it. Do you know you've got 11 months? There's 9 fruits there. You've got 11 months. So some of us might need to take impatience or something for 2 months. But we can cover all the fruits of the Spirit. Pastor, now this is just crazy. I came to church. Yeah. When Jesus stood up to preach in the synagogue or anywhere else, He preached truth to the people so they could make the necessary changes. When He gave the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are those who are humble, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek and mild. He's telling them what to do. He told the Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup, but you're not taking care of the inside. And you should take care of the inside. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, the Apostle Paul said to us that we must stir up the gift that is in us. He said, stir up the gift that is in you. What is the gift in me? The Holy Spirit. How do I stir Him up? I say, Holy Spirit, you've got these fruits that you brought with you when you came, and I need that fruit of love. So I'm stirring myself up, and I'm asking you to stir me up and help me to walk in love towards the people or whatever it is. One pastor said, you know, if it wasn't for people, I'd love my job. And he was a pastor. We've got to have love. Why? Because love overcomes. Love never fails. Amen. And so we project love often. But when the chips are down and no one's watching, Now listen, God said he heard them in their tents. While you were in your bedroom, in your bedchamber, God was warning what was to come to Elijah, remember? Or Elisha. Remember that? Elisha was hearing what the king of Syria was saying in his bedchamber. So I believe this is a serious thing to God. And I believe we're going to make God extremely happy with us today if we say, yeah, there are things in my life. I need to change these things. And stop pretending we got it totally together. Because none of us have. Not one of us in this room. Not one of us is perfect. We are in our spirit, but not in our fleshly realm. Amen. Amen. So let's rather not act big deal and just never make changes. But I don't want to clean the barn out. The Bible says, if you've got an empty barn and it's clean, what's the good of that? You want something in there, some animal, and it's messy, so you're taking care of business. We don't want to sit here and act like we've got it together. Let's get it together. Amen. Let's make 2022 the year where we actually get it together. And if I'm telling you something, if I got one of those things on my list right, I am victorious. Amen. And I'm not going to look at the things I didn't get right. I'm going to look at the things I got right. See, I'm going to have an optimistic outset rather than a pessimistic outlook. Because the pessimist will say, well, you got that right, but what about those 10? No, we're yet to build one another up. We're yet to encourage one another. We're yet to help one another. Amen. And so we want to make some declarations over our life. I read the list last week of things that we might want to change. So you can go online and listen to that. But we have got some pages that we're going to hand out to you. I believe we'll hand it out after the, let's hand it out after we've made the declarations so that we don't get lost and you reading one place and another. And so I'm going to lead you in these declarations. And I can honestly say there's nothing bad about them. Amen. They're all godly good things to say out of your mouth. I will not make you say something that's ungodly. So feel confident. By faith, we're going to declare over our lives that we're making some changes going into this year. And this is the first part of the year. It's the first fruits I'm sowing from my mouth in faith and my heart. The motive for doing this is God wants me to.
Yes, amen. There you go.
If you love me, you will obey me. Amen. God said, teach on the book. I said, okay.
Amen.
Amen. We've got to obey God. God wants change in our lives. Can you just bring that? I just need to take down the keys on the internet, not up here. Thank you. Everyone give a round of applause for Mr. Ariel, who's just such an incredible, amazing man. I tell you what, a servant with a servant's heart, my God, I thank God that he found you and he brought you here. I thank God. My goodness, we're so proud of you and your wife and your family. We've seen the change God is doing. Are you ready to make a declaration? You can stand if you want. You can sit if you want. But we're making a faith declaration for change in our life this year. So I want you, it's up to you, stand, sit, whatever you feel. I want you to repeat after me. But you need to mean business. You need to take this seriously and mean, I'm going to make the changes with my spouse, with my family, with people around me, wherever I go, with people I don't date. I need to project something that's real in my life, and I don't want to be putting on a front. I want to be who I say I am. And I'm making changes. I'm telling you, this year, I am physically, mentally, and spiritually going to make changes in my life. You ready?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author